Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again after 3 days. After living a perfect life, he was crucified for all of our sins, but He conquered death so that all of us, if we believe in His name, if we choose to live a life of love, can enter the kingdom of God. And sometimes I share music with you that's sometimes a religious category of genre of music. Sometimes it's not. The purpose of this show is to help empower you to find happiness from within. If you're struggling with depression, or maybe you haven't been diagnosed, but you think you've been struggling for a couple of weeks, you maybe dropped out of things you once loved to do, you're having a difficult time getting out of bed and showering, doing basic self-care routines, maybe you're snapping at your friends or your family members and you're not meaning to, all kinds of things, this show can help you. It's another tool in your toolbox. I bring you relevant research, real stories, real science, and hopefully give you some tools that you can take. So take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully leave more inspired. So I'm just sipping my coffee here, so don't mind me. I was doing some praise dance this morning, and the Holy Spirit said, you ready for another one? I was like, all right, Lord, what you got for me? And He said, the topic for this sermon is going to be purify their hearts. So I was like, all right. The first thing that came to mind, purify their hearts. Well, in order to purify something or someone, that means that there's some poison or some sickness within them, right? So if we go down the medical route, and we think about, well, how do we purify a wound? Well, if you're a nurse listening to this, or a doctor, or maybe a nurse aide, or you're studying to become one of those awesome people that we love, what are the first things that we do? What's first aid say? Well, you gotta clean the wound first, right? If it's gushing out blood, you probably don't need to clean it. I mean, you can use some clean gauze and have some gloves on, but if it's depending on the injury, you might have to cut the bleeding down to make sure the person doesn't die. But if it's like a small, you know, infection wound or something that just happened, you know, you want to clean out the junk, right? Purify the skin, right? Because what is the skin for? What's the purpose of our skin? Our skin is to hold all of our organs in, hold all of our blood in, right? Our skin is our barrier, our protector. Our skin is our largest organ of the body. And occasionally it gets nicks and cuts and bruises and things like that. So you want to clean it with, you know, if you have peroxide or some sort of antiseptic, wash it with soap and water. You know, these are things that can be done to clean wounds depending on what area you're in. You can use water. There's some areas I wouldn't want to put regular water on an open wound, even in America, because we know that tap water in certain areas, we've known for a long time. It's why water bottles are so popular and selling, you know, water containers and water purifiers and all the things, because we know what they allow into our water system to kill the bacteria, right? There's a lot of chlorine, but then if you drink the chlorine, then it's like, well, is that purifying my body? Is that natural from the Father? No. And it actually in risk cause for cancers and all kinds of things. But we allow it because we don't want tapeworms in our body, right? We don't want all the alternatives. So purifying them is the topic. All right, Father, direct me and guide me. Okay, he says Revelations 21:3. Revelation is the last book of the New Testament. The New Jerusalem. Verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Keep reading, Father? Okay. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Keep reading, Father. Yes, he says. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to the mountain, great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length. I'm not sure what stadia is. I'll have to look that up. And as wide and high as it is long, he measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick by man's measurement, which the angel was using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each gate made a single pearl. The great streets of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Amen. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow, that is so cool. That is so flippin' cool. I didn't pre-plan this. I knew he wanted me to read in Revelations, but I didn't know until that moment. Purifying. The episode is called Purify Them. So I'm going to teach you how to get yourself purified by confessing to the Lord what you need to confess. and start living a life accordingly so that you can get your name written in the book of life if you don't already have your name there. Because you will desire to be in this, what he just described. This is eternity. This is heaven. But there's only 144,000 that will be in the book of life. That is what Revelation says earlier, a couple chapters before. Is it all right for me to read that, Father? Or do you want me to talk about something else? The Lamb and the 144,000. Is that all right, Father? He says, yes, go ahead. Chapter 14. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. As I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder, the sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. Okay, he says, I want you to speak about your husband. Okay, what do you want me to say, Father? Okay, my husband is one of those 144,000. He, before I met him, he prayed that the Father would allow him to live a life serving other people, healing people through the Holy Spirit's power working through him. What's that, Father? He says, tell them 20 years. He spent 20 years doing this on the earth. I met one of the people that he was able to heal in Jesus' name. Just by touching her shoulder. Her cancer was completely gone. He prayed. When he met me, he prayed that I would fall in love with him because he knew right away that I was going to be his wife because the Holy Spirit had revealed it to him in 2020 when we met. But I had learned my lesson a long time before that, not to rush big decisions. So I made him wait a year and he pushed me away. He kicked me out of his house after I helped him get housing assistance because he was told to. He didn't understand why the assignment was over because I had reached out to President Biden's security team through the computer that my landlord had gifted me because he was acting very controlling. He wouldn't let me continue my Move Happy mission, which was assigned from the Lord. He didn't have internet at his house. He didn't give me a key to the place. He was locking me down. I felt trapped. I had just met him. I didn't understand why he was acting so strangely. I took myself up to the grocery store to use their internet, and I wrote a blog for a few hours because I love writing, and it's a de-stressor for me, and I'm a teacher. And the Lord assigned me this Move Happy mission in 2018. And he texted me threatening to kick me out of the house. That he was going to go out of town for a few days. And that the house was going to be locked up because he wanted me to come back to the house. He missed me. Instead of saying, hey, I miss you, can you come back to the house? He used masculine threatening tactics in 2020 after I helped him get his own housing by being his caretaker on the documentations through the VA. because I was taking him to his appointments, but he could do a lot for himself. But he was getting mean, and I didn't understand why. I had finally had enough, and I knew he was not of sound mind anymore, because he was acting his part. He was doing his assignment. So I opened up the computer that Diane Skogan had given me, the laptop, and I opened up the 20-page document requesting that I be an ambassador because somehow Biden's security team had access to reading it, even though it wasn't connected to the internet. I don't know how they had access to it. I said, please help me get out of here. He's not letting me continue my business. He's not giving me a house key. I am not sure what's going on, but he is trying to get me to stop working on this business. And I don't have a job. I don't have money. I need help getting out of here. Shortly thereafter, within the next day or two, he tells me that I have to leave. That if I don't marry him, then I am not allowed to be in his house anymore. He used me. He used me to get housing. That's what happened. That's the truth. So I called my friends and I got temporary housing for a few days back in my state of residency because I was stuck in the pandemic in a state that wasn't my residency. And I reached out to actually the person that filmed all of my videos for my Move Happy facilitator program. He used to do the videography for a couple of music videos of Macklemore. Real professional person and survivor of his father had committed suicide when he was 7, so he was real connected to my mission. He wanted to help me. When I had recorded it years before, I reached out to him and he said, are you okay? I said, I need to get out of this situation. I don't know what's going on. But I had been pulled in all kinds of directions from both political party security leaders. They both used me until I was no more of use to them, and then they threw me in the trash. That's the truth of what happened. He wanted me desperately to just marry him. But he was trying to do it in a controlling way and not allowing me to make my decision. And I am not a woman to be controlled. When I was 3 years old, I was forced to be controlled and quiet when I was being sexually abused from my family member for 4 years. I broke out of that mindset. Nobody controls me. F that. So I started making my plans to get temporary housing. My friend said, well, you need to look for shelters or something. You could stay at our place for a couple of days, but Aaron, you need to get a long-term spot. I didn't have residency in the county where I was moving back to. They wouldn't even assist me until I got residency. And in order to get residency, you have to be there for 6 months. I had to flee the state that was my residency because of domestic violence reasons, and now I had to beg for housing assistance, and none of the housing programs helped me in an emergency situation beyond 911, where the top security people that protect all presidents of America had royally raped my intellectual properties and forced me into homelessness. I couldn't believe it, but the Holy Spirit had assigned me this mission in 2018, and this was late 2020 going into early January 2021. How can I get through this? Well, the Lord leads my life. He always has, He always will, and Jesus has been a better boyfriend, fiance, husband than any man has ever been to me. left his house, I had to call the non-emergency 911 number. Because as I was packing my things, he was yelling at the top of his lungs, telling me I wasn't going fast enough. He had royally disrespected me, used me to get housing, and then he wanted me out as fast as possible because men are controlling. Men are disrespectful. That's what I experienced. He wasn't loving and kind anymore because he knew that I wasn't going to stay with him. And that's what men do when they're hurting inside. Instead of letting you know what they would like, if they don't think they can win and get you to stay, they'll be disrespectful to cut the tie. And that's what he did. So I didn't like that he was talking to me that way. And I didn't feel safe because he was raising his voice, because that's a huge trigger of my PTSD. So I called the non-emergency number and the police showed up. What I didn't know is that the police guy that showed up was a buddy of his. So I took his photo of his. I said, "Do you have a business card?" He said, "No, I don't." I said, "All right, well, you don't mind if I take a photo of your name tag, do you?" He goes, "Oh, sure, no. Why are you taking my photo?" I said, "Just in case things go south for me." Because I already had a non-emergency number that was erased. And the FBI refused to look at my computer when I said, "I am concerned. There are people that are trying to mess with my connections. I have a lot of military connections. I have a lot of top-level leader connections, and I don't know how to fix this." I had a cybersecurity man look at my computer, and he said, "Aaron, I will go to court. I will go to bat for you. They messed with your stuff real bad. They killed that guy earlier this year." Yeah. Graydon McKee. They killed him after they used him. All for a contest. Sick. It's absolutely sick. But that was the assignment. He had to be so mean to me because that's what they told him to do. A part of this contest in 2020 and early 2021, like a couple of days into January. So I got permissions to leave that place for my friend for a couple of days that was in the military. I don't know if she still is or not because she's not in the circle anymore. And the Holy Spirit had told me that I was going to start my nonprofit, but I was like, how am I going to start my nonprofit, Aaron Nicole Ministries, when I'm dealing with a bunch of a-holes that are totally royally disrespecting me and I have to start over from homelessness? And I had wasted a lot of time and money. Buffalo Valley wasted time and money. Don't use them. That lady, still there. Still not helping the poor. Still making you jump through hoops, and then we'll tell you, "Oh, you didn't qualify," after you waste money, postage stamps. Nah, I learned that second time around. I executed concerts because I'm obedient to the Lord above all lords. I rehabilitated myself through some friends, through my mother's assistance, getting a job. First being a caretaker to my former friend of her mother, and occasionally watching her son that has autism. Highly functioning, super sweet kid. He was in elementary school at the time. And I became an addition, a positive addition unit to their family while I lived there temporarily. I was there for a few days, and then I got in an Airbnb because her Akita dogs made me feel unsafe in the house. The one dog would bark at me. I had to walk in this U-shape thing to get to the bathroom in the mornings, and the dog just waited there outside and would bark at the top of his lungs And she never put the dogs away. It was every single morning. And so I'm having a heightened level of cortisol released in my body of stress. I didn't need it. So I reached out to my mom. I said, Mom, this is an emergency. I was like, I can stay here, but here's the situation. She said, that doesn't sound very safe for you. I said, I don't think the dog would attack me, but it's like the dog is getting used to me and the dog is very dominant. It's a female dog and the other dog protected me. But it was just a lot of stress. So I said, I'm looking for some spots on Airbnb. If I can find a spot there, I can get a job and continue going from there. She's wanting me to help her caretake for her mother, and she wants to pay me. She's offered to pay me for it because I was a caretaker of the previous person that I was with. And he added me through the VA, and she could look it up, but I told her that. And she's a good interviewer. She was trained in the military. She had been in service full time for 20 years. She ain't no dummy. And she offered to pay me. What I didn't know is that she was in on this contest. And they were paying her to get information off of me. That's what I think. I don't know. Very political. Lots of money invested in this contest. Bunch of liars. That's all right. That's all right, because the Holy Spirit loves to show the truth in his perfect timing. And that man that had protected me off grid, that was so frustrated that I didn't want to marry him right away, because he knew the future, because he has spiritual gifts. He knew I was going to be his wife, but he didn't know when. So he was trying to marry me and lock it down before I left. But I wasn't ready, because I was dating someone before that had tried to kill his own mother. And so I needed to purify all of the ick out of my body, that I would never attract someone like that again. It says in the scriptures to honor your father and your mother. It's part of the Ten Commandments that I follow. That's a part of my faith system. And we launched Erin Nicole Ministries. I got the documentation. I paid for the license for the nonprofit at this smaller level that I could afford. I called Micah, one of my platinum customers and a huge supporter of my second business, took my workshop a few times, had his social media managers take my workshop for Social Media University Intensive to save 1,200 hours a year building the brand so they could do more of what they love. He loved and supported whatever I did because he could see I was authentic. He's an architect, super cool dude. I told him the vision, I told him the dream, and I remembered his passion and his dream. And he said, let's do it. How much do you need? And I told him the licensing fees that I needed. And so he helped me get the website set up, the domain. I think the domain's included in it. I forget. And then got the bank account set up and everything. And I needed to have a minimum of 2 people on the board for my state. Every state's different if you start a nonprofit. I submitted the documentations. I got it set up down at the Secretary of State's office in Nashville, Tennessee. And went to work. I went to work. I was working at that time. I'd gotten hired. Was caretaking for a while for my friend's mom, but she could only pay me a couple $100s. And I couldn't pay my bills off of that. So it was a nice start to get me some gas money. So then I could apply for jobs and get hired. And her husband worked at the post office at the time at a different location. She said, it's good money. It's good hours. You're going to be working a lot. You're going to get overtime. You're going to be able to pay your bills. I was like, all right. So I applied to become a rural carrier associate. What I didn't know was that the old vehicles don't have air conditioning. And so I was going to be working starting in, I think I started in April of 2021. And it's very hot in those metal tin vehicles. Very hot. It's 20 to 30 degrees hotter than the outside temperature. My asthma was flaring up. They didn't even have AC in our building. If they did, it wasn't working. I had an asthma attack on the job while I was still filling the mail into the slots before even getting into a vehicle. And I had to go to urgent care. My inhaler wasn't working. Why wasn't my inhaler working? Because it was expired. Well, I didn't think that was a big deal. The nurse explained to me, Aaron, if it's expired, there's alcohol that's in your inhaler that allows for the medicine to transfer from the container to your lungs. If it's expired, that means there's no more alcohol left in it, so you need to get it replaced. And I was like, well, I've been dealing with a bunch of financial disarray, and I haven't been able to take time off of jobs in order to go to a doctor's appointment. Like, I was harassed when I worked at a company a couple years prior in the middle of an asthma attack. She told me if I didn't get back within 30 minutes in the middle of my asthma attack, that I would get written up. So then after a while, I stayed there for a while. I talked about that on a previous show. I've been through some BS from bosses. And they were even upset with me. My supervisor, Bernard, was very upset with me that I was in an asthma attack. Like, I could control that I was having an asthma attack at work. I'm trying my best to keep stress levels calm, but I'm dealing with a bunch of a-hole men that royally used me and threw me in the trash. But my protector of 2020, my hero, he warned me. He said, are you sure you want to enter this contest? I said, I don't want to do anything. I do what the Lord tells me to do. And he told me I'm the winner. He told me in 2018, before I even found out I was in the contest, I will do whatever it takes. I will do whatever it takes to be this person. I know I can push through because the Lord assigned it to me before, 18 months before anyone in the physical realm knew about it, told me about it. That's the level of faith I have. Purifying their hearts. We got to get the junk out of ourselves in order to help other people have more purified hearts. We gotta get honest with where we're at with the Lord. We gotta get 100% honest with how we are behaving towards other people. Are we choosing to be kind to our enemies and loving our enemies, as Jesus says to do? Or are we getting angry and rude and disrespectful? Are we gossiping, or are we keeping things quiet? Right? So I take 100% ownership in the fact that I'm not perfect when it comes to how Jesus lived and walked on the earth. My assignment is to do that better every day and to share the truth with you so that I could be an example, a role model to you, because he called me into ministry. When I was in safe housing in 2020, he told me this was my assignment for the rest of my life. To be myself, to share my journey, to help encourage you through my own personality, my own gifts that he's gifted me. And in 2021, while working at the post office, anywhere from most of the time 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hour days, sometimes six, I orchestrated 11 concerts. It was an average of one per month. I missed 1 month and we did two concerts in December on the same evening. Bunch of people showed up, stepped up. It was such an incredible year. It was difficult. It was very challenging. I only stayed at the post office until they continually refused to provide me a vehicle that didn't caused me to have asthma attacks, because I was a substitute rural carrier associate. You are a substitute for all of the regular mail carriers, so you got a different assignment every day depending on the needs of the organization. They did not modify the route. They did not modify what route I could have based on my asthma. I asked them to multiple times. They continued to put me in vehicles that didn't have air conditioning because they were in transition. They only had, I think, five vehicles that had AC, and even the vehicles that had AC, anytime you hit the brake, which was every single house, the AC would turn off because they were saving on gas. It wasn't a good job for me, but I needed to make money. I needed to pay my bills, and I got real good about getting ahead on my bills and things I had bought. Once I got into my housing with one of my roommates, I had moved out of a friend's house, out of state, sleeping on her couch and paying her rent. That's not a true friend, by the way. That's fine. It is what it is. That's her choice. I paid for a room, and I shared, I was a roommate to one of my coworkers, and who was married, and he and his wife were separated, and then they got back together, they got married again, and she moved in. So we lived together for a while that year, and out in Woodlawn, Tennessee, it's a real nice area. Lots of military officers live out there, and I continued doing the concerts, and then I started dating a gentleman that was really nice, and we talked so much, and real sweet guy, real good father. It was the first person I dated since that whole incident, and I started becoming a sales manager. I was a sales representative for a high-end shear company, and I would go out, they would schedule me to go to different beauty schools in multiple states. I never knew where I was going to go, and so I would be traveling, and right away, within a week or two, I was tied with the top sales guy that had been there for like 7 years or something, that trained us within 2 weeks. The money that they promised didn't become reality for me, and they kept forgetting to pay me. They said it was W-2, but they were paying me in Cash App. They weren't taking the taxes out. They had three businesses under one building. Wife was married to a guy from the owner of the brand, was from the Middle East. Wife was Caucasian. Wife had a boyfriend that wasn't. It was weird. I was like, this seems like a front marriage. This seems like a money laundering thing. They had a second business that they did transportation, high-end transportation services. They had booked Kid Rock's wedding. I know this because her best friend was in the office, and I offered to help with extra services if they needed help. And so she opened up her mouth to me and shared all the business, and that was when I had enough, because they weren't paying me on time. I had to remind the owner of the company I needed my payments, I needed my paychecks. They still owe me money, threatened to get me arrested if I wasn't going to return their products. I was like, this is a Sunday, this is my day for religious freedom. You can come pick up the items if you would like, but no, I'm not driving all the way down to Nashville to return your products because you're not paying me. I've had to deal with a lot of ridiculous bosses in the last 3 years of this contest, and they've all been watching. All of my night watchers have been paying attention, but I kept doing my concerts. I kept being honorable, and I do wear my heart on my sleeve, and I was falling in love with this gentleman that I had talked on the phone a lot with. I was counseling him, he was counseling me. That's what friends do, and getting to know each other and learning about his previous marriage that he had for a long time, where he had taken care of his girls, and his ex was struggling with some mental health stuff, and he didn't talk too much about his ex at that point, because it was such a fresh divorce, but I desired to see him more, and he was frustrated that I was gone all week long. So then I looked for a job to modify so that I could see him more, and then he broke up with me and broke my heart. And I was like, you're such a poop head. Boys, men, you can't trust nobody. And it is what it is. But when you have Jesus in your heart, he convicts you sometimes. And he tells you to reach out to people even if you don't want to reach out to them. And months later, he had told me to reach out to him. And I was like, huh, I don't want to reach out to him, Father. Why do you want me to reach out to him? I was working on recording my EP as a thank you for all of the volunteers that helped me launch Erin Nicole Ministries. In our first year, there was, what I'm aware of, over 100 volunteers stepped up to help in 34 countries. That's all I'm aware of. I bet there was even more that helped us launch the concerts to bring veterans and first responders together to entertain them for pro-social activities so they could connect with one another and they could be entertained, right, to help protect their mental health. That was what the Lord assigned me to do in the first year. And we had keynote speakers that gave a little, like, 5-minute topic speech on their own story to help build resiliency within them. And I had a questionnaires that I had developed, pre and post questionnaires, to help measure people's happiness before and after the concerts. I'm going to plug in my coffee here because I'm talking so much that my coffee got cold. I'm going to warm it up in my little microwave here. And it was such a fun project for me to work on, to heal. That's how I heal, is serving others and doing whatever the Lord assigns me to do. And I shared the story, the truth, that all security teams protected me, that protect the presidents of America. But it was what I believe, President Trump's security man, that I was allowed to stay with for 2 months off-grid. He never said who he worked for, because he's a smart dude, and he's been doing it a while. He never said what organization he was a part of. In fact, he denied it to my face when I asked him directly if he was associated with the Blackwater Group. Because the first man was, and he had it on his LinkedIn profile. He was the president of this defunded group. And he sent me to someone that he trusted in 2020. All I did was share the truth. I didn't say names because I was trained, you don't say names. All I did was use my gifts and shared the story. And I believe they hacked in throughout the year in a positive manner, the good people, right? The good night watchers. And they were listening in on the concerts and they were watching and they saw how what I said I was going to do, I did. I followed through with it. And all of these organizations stepped up to help. We had singers from the finalists from The Voice, Team Christina, Team Blake. We had a previous Super Bowl performer that shared his gifts of music. We had a lady that had written an original song that was featured at the VMA Awards. We had an instructor from, he worked with Carnegie Mellon, and he also worked in the aviation industry. He shared his bagpipe musical skills. He teaches workshops to first responders every year in St. Louis. We had a harpist from my community through social media I had connected with years before. We had keynote speakers, Emmy nominated TV producer that had worked with big names like Tori Kelly, Kirk Franklin, Maroon 5, Gwen Stefani, Avril Lavigne. We had an NFL player that shared his story of overcoming child abuse and the shame of that as a man and walking through that and not giving up hope. We had the cybersecurity man that had scanned my computer. He was a keynote speaker, and he talked his own story. He talked a little bit, and I remember seeing the swords. He was very much into, like, Asian culture and whatnot, and he and his son had a skill that they practiced. I forget the name of it. He talked about it on the podcast in 2020 when I first connected with him, but it's like where they They heat up metal and they shape objects. I know there's an official term, but I am blanking on the name of it. Anyway, so he had actually built, I believe he said he built the swords that were in the video screen behind him that were hanging on his wall and whatnot. And he spoke about keeping your mindset strong, even if you have to. I believe he spoke about traveling and being away from the family a lot, and he had modified his whole career to be closer to his family. And he also openly shared that he was sensitive to depression, and that was why he was willing to help me, because he loved my mission. And he was open and shared that with the concert attendees, which I thought was so neat. And we had a few other awesome musicians and singers. I sang original music that I had written and some cover songs from my favorite singer, Mariah Carey. And I didn't take a penny, so I know that that's legal. You're allowed to do those kinds of things if you don't accept any monies. And I did that intentionally because I had been lied to the year prior for over a year from somebody from the music industry that was ready to rip my head off after asking me to help me finish write a song. I had no idea how dark and evil people could be, just the flip of the switch. I choose to love people. I choose to love everybody, and it served me well. And I encourage you to do that the same. By the end of the year, we had a keynote speaker couple. It was the only couple that spoke, husband and wife, that I've known since, 2016 was when I first met them at a restaurant on an island, because I was the entertainment at the restaurant, Kara and her husband. And they, so she is a judge, and he is retired now, but he was a C-level executive in the grocery industry for Costco. So cool. They're such a neat couple. I had no idea. The Lord had told me to reach out to her. I didn't know that they actually teach a marriage workshop at their church, or at least they did at that time. I haven't spoken to her in a couple of years. I've reached out, but I think people have messed with my technologies to block the messages from getting through, but that's all right. Everything is notated. Everything is notated. They spoke on the power of marriage, and that concert series, I'm not sure which one, there was two we did in the same evening. We had a presidential candidate, Lee, out of, he's up on the East Coast. I'm blanking on the state that he resides in, but he popped in, and his library behind him was huge. And what I found out maybe a month or so ago, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that President Trump and Melania, Mrs. Trump, were in attendance at our concerts. They had their camera off, and they had their name changed to protect their privacy. But also, I had invited, because of the security level I had been protected in 2020, I had gifted. I had asked, I said, hey, do you mind inviting all presidents? And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah, you know I love to bring unity. I said, invite whoever you trust. And he invited the one that he protects. And he showed up for me. President Trump showed up for me and his wife. I had no idea. I had no idea until a few days ago that she comes from royalty from Slovenia. I had no idea until one of my community members in the area that I live was talking about her and her family, and absolutely loves her. And was sharing things with me to give me more websites to look into to get more informed. And I was just like, wow. I had royalty show up in concerts that I had created out of nothing, with only a few $100 donated that year. Only through the supernatural power of Jesus Christ could that have been possible. He multiplied the fish and the loaves of bread to thousands of people when he was on the earth. He multiplied and magnified the attention on my ministry with only a few $100 donated, because I was obedient that year and I did what he assigned me to do while working full time, while overcoming homelessness, while dealing with so many people hacking in to my devices, while dealing with, in April, the president of the Blackwater Group inviting me to a fake date. The man that had told me that all the security teams work together, that sent me to President Trump's team, he had invited me on a fake date on purpose and tried to get me. Okay, the Holy Spirit said, say it very specifically. He tried to get me to suck his penis. He whipped it out in my car. I said, put it away. What are you doing? I said, I thought you were trying to take me on a date. I drove an hour to see him because he asked me on a date. I was dealing with sick men, and he told me. He told me, I have over 1,000 acres. I said, oh, that's great. 6 months before, he told me he had 150 to 200. So how did he get 800 to 850 more acres? Simple. He was paid to ruin my reputation. Yeah. They were so jealous of the concerts that I had created out of nothing and the network that I have, and the favor from the Lord above. The team that had asked me to be on their team in 2020 asked me to be the grant writer on their team. And when I found out that the founder supposedly was a veteran spouse and she was royally disrespecting her husband and was cheating on him with a board member of hers, I turned down the job. And I also didn't like that one of her other board members was trying to groom me through LinkedIn. I had turned down working for that organization, and they were trying, because they had money, power, and influence. They paid the man that provided me security, supposedly security protections, that committed treason. They paid him over $1 million. To ruin my reputation by taking me on a fake date. That's what I had to deal with that year. But you keep moving forward. I had actually asked him when he told me he had 1,000 acres. I was like, oh great, do you mind donating 1 or 2 acres to Aaron Nicole Ministries? Because what we would like to do is build the Healing Harmony Place. My former friend that was my co-board member, so I could start the nonprofit appropriately in the state of Tennessee. We were going to build this home that I would live in and that I would host veteran and first responders that either battle buddies of each other, or host them and their spouse, and they would be able to have either free or low cost, like an Airbnb, but 5-star quality at 1-star pricing. And he said, no, why would I give you an acre or two? I'm trying to get more land. I was like, oh, okay, could we buy it from you? And he said no, and he quickly changed the subject, and then he backed away from me. Then he started flirting with other ladies, and he gave me distance. And I was like, huh, he's acting kind of weird. But you know, I was physically attracted to him, whatever, and so I tried to give him another opportunity to fix his behavior and whatnot, and to actually take me on a date and get to know me. He didn't. That whole evening was a waste of my time. He proved to me that he was bought out. But I'm going to forgive him. That's the man we're going to see in 54 days. He's going to apologize in front of my mother, in front of all the presidents, in front of all the first ladies, Beyonce, Oprah, and Sage Robbins. All of us ladies are going to witness him humble himself. We're never going to say his name out loud. Now, my hero of 2020 that he sent me to, I married that man last year because I could see how he had completely changed after watching me from a distance for a year, executing the concerts and honoring all veterans and first responders, which is what I told him I would do. I did what I said I was going to do, and I did it so excellently. I had humbled myself, and I was grateful. I was grateful that I was alive. And even though there was a bunch of first responders and veterans that royally disrespected me, I mean beyond disrespect, he was paid over $1 million to try and ruin my reputation. I never said his name to anybody, except for my roommate that had let me sleep on her couch and paid her $400 a month for. My former friend of 7 years that they forced to disassociate from me. She knew his name. She knew too much information about him. So they threatened her active duty status to disassociate from me after they committed treason and sent me to President Trump's security man to try and get intel off of him through me, through a woman. They tried to use me as a spy without telling me this. They tried to use me as an informant without telling me or paying me. Then they tried to throw me in the trash when I was no more of use to them. And my former friend of 7 years who spent 20 years earning her warrant officer position. F that. This man is going to apologize. He's going to purify his heart. He is. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear his apology. And we are 100% going to forgive him. We're never going to speak on this ever again unless his team says, no, we need you to speak about this because I have a book that's about to be shared to 2 billion households worldwide. It's the truth. I can't wait. October 17th is going to be a big day. All right, Father, what else? What else would you like me to share? All right, he wants me to go to Jeremiah, which is in the Old Testament. All right, Jeremiah 16. Verse 3. For this is what the Lord says about the sons and daughters born in this land, and about the women who are their mothers, and the men who are their fathers. They will die of deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like refuse lying on the ground. They will perish by sword and famine, and their dead bodies will become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. Stop right there, he says. He says, all of the people that got bought out to damage the reputation of Erin Nicole will be brought to justice. He says, Erin is my child. He says, what is it, Father? Erin is a descendant of Jesus Christ. No one harms my children without my permission. Erin protects children from abuse. No one moving forward will harm her, waste her time, waste local resources, blocking her from her purpose. Anyone that gets in the way will be destroyed. That is all.
Ooh, he ain't messing around. He ain't messing around at all. All
right, Father, how else can we purify our hearts? What else would you like me to share? Luke 3. Luke is in the New Testament. It's the third book of the New Testament. Luke 3:9. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Keep reading. Yes. What would we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money, and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly, and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod, the tetrarch, because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. Okay, the Lord has something to say to you. He says, when they arrested Aaron, it's no different than when they arrested John. Only Aaron wasn't baptizing. Aaron reported child abuse to schools to protect the children. Aaron reported child abuse to the mother of the children. And instead of fixing the problem, she tried to cover it up. And she got Aaron falsely arrested by telling lies to the sheriffs in the county. This woman has already been arrested and arraigned. She serves 3 years in prison for previous damages, laws she broke in her marriage, attempting to kill her second husband through her daughter. Aaron will go to court today and tell the truth and show the evidence. And also show evidence of all the harassment she has received from the Blackwater Group for half of the duration of this contest. All of the evidence will be public record, available for anyone to see should they desire to look in to the public records of this case. No one will be disrespecting Aaron Nicole any further. If you so choose, you will lose your job. You will lose your license to practice law. You will lose your certification as a sheriff or police officer or firefighter. if you are bought out by the Illuminati group. If anyone pays you to damage Erin Nicole's reputation, the attacks will be rebounded back onto you. So be very careful how you choose to move forward. Purify. Purify your heart by confessing your sins to the Father. Choose to love your enemies. Choose to love your friends. Choose to love your boss. Choose love. And choose to love yourself. You can't go wrong with love. Okay, he says wrap it up. All right, if you desire to have a personal relationship with the Lord above all lords and be able to connect with him and reach out to him, hear from him, and have him guide your life in every aspect, and to be able to walk into eternity when you die, right? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. If you desire to be added to the book of life, all you need to do is repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and confess that they are sinners, Father. So I confess that I make mistakes, but I don't desire to. Please come into my heart and convict me when I do wrong things, and show me how I can make it right so I could be a better person every day, Father. I thank you and I praise you in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged into a Bible-based church and keep God first place. Now at this time, if you desire to support Move Happy or our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, our Erin Nicole Ministries, you can check out the website. Go to erinnicoleministries.org. That's erinnicoleministries.org. And you can try donating. The Holy Spirit said that the banking information is set up properly now. I don't know how, because I didn't do it, so, but that's what he said. So I imagine the night watchers that look out for me set it up and fixed it. So you can donate any amount you feel led to give. He's been able to grow and magnify my service in the world without a lot of money. But now's the time for us to start taking things seriously, because he desires for me to eventually do this full time. And we've got 49 alternative therapies so far, over 90 songs, and we'd like to release them professionally and be able to have this be a cyclical nonprofit that is self-funding but also receives donations. And it costs a lot to develop therapies and white paper research and get those accredited. So that's where a lot of the money will be going to, and we're going to be setting up once I'm reunited with my husband in this meeting in October. We'll get a professional website set up so that the website is what it is right now. I'm not a website person, but what we would like to have it be is showing how all the money is allocated, having it transparent so that there's nothing hidden, so you can see how every cent, every penny, every dinero, whatever you want to call it, peso, whatnot, how it is utilized, how we're using the money, and where the money is coming from, because there's a lot of dark businesses that are involved in the child sex slavery, and we do not participate in that. And we encourage other businesses to start following what we're going to be doing and to put your money 100% transparent. because if there's nothing hidden, then nobody can say anything bad about you and ruin your reputation. Now, what I've had to deal with in the last 3 years is people remotely creating bank accounts in my device in the middle of the night, even though I reported to the FBI, even though multiple times to the Homeland Security, multiple times, reached out to district attorneys, multiple times, and no one was helping me. But that was because we had 42 months of the beast rain, and the beast rain was up in June of this year. So things are starting to turn around. But the dark, evil people that have been bought out, that are abducting children and are involved in the sacrificing of children, yeah, these are evil people that have targeted me for 3 years. I can't wait to go to court. I can't wait to vote for President Trump, because we're going to drain the swamp. Now, you vote for whoever you want to vote for, but he hires the best. And although I was used and taken advantage of from men in 2020, the one that spent the most time with me, he never used me. He was hurt that he wanted to marry me and cover and protect me, and I didn't see it, so I made him wait a year. And then I married him, and then they tried to have us killed. And that's why he told me he don't trust that organization. He don't even like to say he's a part of it. Because he tried to retire from it, and they wouldn't let him retire. That is slavery. And in America, we don't practice slavery. At least that's what they want us to all show in the media. So prove it. Prove it to me by allowing my husband to retire and have our marriage restored. Yeah. I can't wait for that meeting, October 17th. So what you can do for us right now is pray for our family, pray for unity for America, pray for President Trump, because I'm dealing with my own court case. He's dealing with like 1,000 years of prison time, but he's going to be fine. I believe a lot of us that are light workers are being attacked from nasty satanic people that have infiltrated America and the world. So those people, they're not as powerful as the Lord above all lords, and saying the name Jesus Christ gives you power and authority. Spend time in the scriptures, spend time praying. Thank you in advance for what you do and how you are spreading love around the world. In order to continue love's spread around the world, sometimes we got to purify the poison first, right? After you go to the doctors, you usually will feel better after that, right? That's the whole purpose of going to a doctor. But there's plenty of doctors in the last 3 years that have been involved in all of this evil from the pandemic that was planned to harm people. But what the enemy plans for evil, the Lord turns around for his good. So the attacks of the enemy will be rebounded back onto them. Check out Real Raw News with a grain of salt, and keep on listening. Each time I reveal a sermon, the Holy Spirit tells me in the middle of my day, interrupts my day. I never know when I'm going to get a sermon, so I can't wait to continue this life, and I can't wait to be reunited to my husband. I love him so much. He frustrates me so much, but that's what love is, right? You opposites attract. And I haven't been able to communicate with my husband at all in 1.5 years. Similar to what a lot of these spouses have dealt with that had their veterans, their patriots, falsely arrested without due process because they were protecting a president that had been falsely taken out of office. I would like for all of them, if they haven't yet, to be sent back to their spouses. It's not fair that their marriages were completely destroyed when they were protecting a president and his honor. And they didn't harm anybody. They just broke into a house. So what? The Democratic Party broke into my house using sheriffs in 2020. I will forgive. I will show mercy. Please show mercy to these men and women. People that love America. And many of them fought wars to keep our freedoms intact. All right, love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.